Good morning, this is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Despite the federal shutdown, Democratic Representative Diana DeGette still hopes the House will pass healthcare legislation this year.
I think if the bills have already had hearings and if they have bipartisan agreement, many of them have already passed the committee, they should be brought straight to the floor.
DeGette is ranking member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee's Health Subcommittee. She and the Republican Committee Chair say there are a number of bills they think can move forward. However, DeGette complains other bills are failing to get the hearing from the Republican-controlled committee. Vaccination rates for COVID-19 and the flu remain low in Colorado this fall, especially among Hispanic residents. Here's CPR's health reporter, John Daly.
About 7% of residents have gotten a COVID-19 immunization, but for Hispanic Coloradans, the figure is just 1.5%. For flu shots, the numbers are a bit higher, about 15% of the population and 5% of Hispanics having gotten one. About a third of people 65 and older have received a flu shot, with only a fifth getting a COVID-19 shot. Overall, respiratory illness activity in the state is very low based on tests, hospitalization, and wastewater. But as cold weather and more indoor and holiday gatherings happen, viruses will undoubtedly start spreading, potentially widely. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Across the Front Range, expect highs in the 70s and lows in the 40s. This is CPR News and KRCC.